Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
This message comes from our sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's TELADOC Health/whatsyourwhy.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the California Angels and the City of Los Angeles, on the occasion of Her Majesty's royal visit, please welcome internationally renowned opera star Enrico Palazzo.
Hey! It's Enrico Palazzo!
And steps into it. Pass is caught! Diggs! Sideline! Touchdown! Unbelievable! Vikings win it!
Here's your ballgame, folks, as Flutie takes the snap. He drops straight back, has some time, now scrambles away from one hit. Looks, uncorks a deep one for the end zone. Phelan is down there.
Oh, he got it!
Did he get it?
He got it!
Touchdown! 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 Touchdown, Boston College!
Christie kicks it high and short. Going to be fielded by Lorenzo Neal at the 25.
Yeah,
pitches it back to Wycheck. He throws it across the field to Dyson.
He's got something.
30,
he's
40,
got something.
50.
He's got it.
40,
he's got
30,
it.
20. 10.
He's got
5,
it.
End zone. Touchdown, Titans. There are no flags on the field.
Under center is Wangler at the 45. He goes back. He's looking for a receiver. He throws downfield to Fire.
Play clock at 5. Pass is intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler. Unreal. Malcolm Butler.
Mike Virginia, Michael Govia, we are here live. It is the first official football episode of 2024, man. Locking that in, stoke pump. Mike, I know you've been getting the football fever recently yourself when you started talking last week to me about your own fantasy football team, and then you just kind of became this madman.
That's right, man. I am ready for fantasy football season. I am, I will say, and for those of you guys who are tuning in to us for football, we also do baseball. And I am one of the guys that probably 3/4 of the season, I do not do football content. I don't do football at anything. I don't do anything football because I like to keep them separate, segmented for a reason. But this is the only time of the year right now, come August, September timeframe, where I really started getting the itch for fantasy football, getting ready for drafts. My home league is so cutthroat. I finished in last place last year, Govier. I finished in first for points for or points against by a wide margin. That's the only thing that sucks about fantasy football is the points against, and every and not by a little bit, but like a wide margin. So I actually finished like 4th in points for, last in points against out of 12 people. That's insane. So anyways, I have redemption this year. I need to finish strong. I need to come out. I get the first pick again. So I am pumped for fantasy football, my friend.
Hell yes, brother. I love it. I'm very excited, too. I'm still a little... What's the word? When you're so ingrained in baseball like you and I are...
Yeah.
I mean, I got multiple heated contests going on in baseball right now. And there's still a minimum 6 weeks left in this season. And that's a big deal.
Yep.
It's a big matzo ball hanging out there. So making the transition to football while still staying on top of baseball, it's doable. And it's taken a couple of years to kind of really master that transition. Yes. And keep both of them in the forefront and be able to do well at both. And I believe that is possible. I mean, it's not something that's out of reach. And I don't think we're spreading ourselves too thin. You know, we're not covering college football, too. We started covering everything. Then obviously it'd be too much. I get that. Yeah. But I like where we're at, and I'm really excited to talk about football today.
Yeah, me too, my friend. And it's gonna be a good season. I'm putting positive vibes out there.
Positive vibes only.
Hopefully your Lions and my Ravens can take the next step this year and we see somebody else other than Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl this year, so who knows?
Wow, dude.
Hell yeah. Well, I mean, right off the bat. First off, make sure you guys follow Out of Rhythm Fantasy Sports. This is Jamie and Eli. These guys do a very good show over there. I've been catching their shows a lot more recently and trying to promote it and push it. The guys are doing good work, and I want to make sure they get noticed. And Jamie, you do well with the soundboard. I'm impressed. You know, you're doing the drops as good as anybody. Yep. And I want to give you credit for that. So make sure you guys subscribe to Out of Rhythm Fantasy Sports YouTube. And they got really good graphics, too. Some better graphics than we do, frankly.
Yeah, they do really.
I'm going to lock that in.
Yeah, the graphic stuff that they do is phenomenal. I love the stuff, the player cards and putting stuff up on the screen and stuff. You guys do a really good job of that. So make sure you guys go follow Jamie and Out of Rhythm Sports. Great, great stuff.
I put this together below us right before the show. It was so fun. I could have done it for hours. Because I pick all these photos out, and then I got to crop them together, just like we have for our baseball collage on the baseball side of things. And there's some funny things in there if you guys want to snoop around.
I love that.
Take a look.
I love the Huckachucky football on the left there. That's the best part.
There he is, yep. Our main man right yep. there. But getting back to Jamie, hot takes. Right off the bat, Drake London is a WR2, wanting to be a WR1. Any Drake London thoughts off the top of your head, Mike?
Here's the thing. As you guys can see in my little white bubble, once we get this off the screen here, Arthur Smith is gone. So that means the offense is dramatically going to be improved, which means anything from Bijan Robinson to Kirk Cousins to Kyle Pitts, Drake London. Give me all the Falcons this year, Michael Govier. I think the Falcons offense is going to be clicking. I'll be honest. I have not dove into much in terms of the ADPs right now. I've taken a quick glance at them, but I will try to get as many shares as I possibly can of Kyle Pitts. And Drake London for me needs to be at the right price. I think there might be a slight bit of helium with him just because they have Kirk Cousins behind there, but I just need to see it first, and I don't know if I'm willing to pay the price tag quite yet. So if he comes to the right price, I will get Drake London, but I'm going to be targeting Kyle Pitts because I think this year could be his year to finish as a top three tight end.
Oh, are you kidding? Here we go. This bit.
ADP is Kyle Tucker top 30. Should I pair chart with Mondesi? Max Muncy? Should I wait on closers or draft Ryan Presley?
Still a baseball one.
That's an old
guys.
One. Wow. Yeah, I don't even remember what the lyrics were on that one.
Are you not in on Kyle Pitts?
No, I'm never in on Kyle Pitts. It's always a fraud. Always has been, always will be, man. There's some guys who are freak athletes who are not good football players.
Yeah, there you go. Lock that in.
Do you really think he's a victim of circumstance? Is that really, I mean, is it finally going to be unleashed? Or is he truly just not a guy who's a great route runner? And maybe it's harder for him to get open? Or has he been open all this time and just nobody's been able to find his ass?
Good point with the being open part of it. But I will back him up slightly. We already talked about Arthur Smith, but he has never had a quarterback since he's come into the NFL. I mean,
it's true.
Taylor Heineke and Desmond Ridder and like who am I missing? Who was it before Desmond?
Mariota was over there, wasn't he? Didn't
yeah,
he?
Like so, like yeah. There hasn't been very much in terms of decent quarterback play. And I know they desperately wanted Desmond Ridder to be the guy, and he's just not. So Kirk Cousins targets the tight end a lot. He did it with T.J. Hockenson. So I don't know. I just think a guy with that level of athleticism being drafted that high, there's probably a reason for that, right? And he could be, again, he has potential. He has the ceiling to be a top three tight end. So I'm not saying he will finish there. I'm just saying he has the ceiling to finish as that. Do you think his floor is probably safe with the upgraded quarterback and upgraded regime there in terms of the coaching staff?
That's a good question. Here's an even better one. Will Brock Bowers be a better tight end than Kyle Pitts this year, the rookie out of Georgia?
Love him.
A stud. Another Kyle Pitts, like, this guy's a great athlete. Mm-hmm. It's the same. It's just like a new set of coding on a fresh paint job, except they're calling it Brock Bowers. They used to call it Kyle Pitts. But the difference is, Brock Bowers is going to produce, I believe.
But so, with Aiden O'Connell and Gardner Minshew, are you confident in that?
Our boy, the Gardner, the constant Gardner. He's always there. You can't get rid of his ass. You just can't.
He's a good quarterback, man. Here's the thing I'll back you. I will give you credit for here, too, is remember when Mike Gesicki came out of college and he finished, like, number one in the Spark rating or something like that, which judges athleticism. And, sure. And Gesicki hasn't been shit. But now being on the Bengals, maybe he turns that around. I get what you're hearing.
You're my boy, Blue.
In terms of the athleticism, so
you're my boy. Sorry, that was the wrong button. Yeah. I apologize for that. It lied to me. It said it was one thing when it's not. And it said my boy Blue. Is that what you heard?
Yeah.
Yeah, it said it was the Palazzo button. I'm very upset about that now, and I can't do the show. Show's canceled. Turn it off. I'm sick of this shit already. No, I'm so stoked. Yeah. I think the floor for Pitts, is not terrible. I just think tight end is so much more deeper now than it's ever been. We're in a very exciting time for tight ends, Mike. A guy like Isaiah Likely, my guy, who, again, another freak athlete, but he makes plays. He made plays down the stretch when Mark Andrews went on IR. He became the dude. But the question is this, is Isaiah Likely going to have enough targets, right? Because Mark Andrews is still there, and they're going to continue to feed Andrews, and now Derrick Henry.
Yep.
So where does that leave Likely in that offense? He's really tantalizing. I really love his abilities. It's just a matter of production.
Zay Flowers is still there. They'll try to get him, obviously, in space and let him, you know. Yep. So there's – I don't know how well – Likely will produce in that offense unless there's an injury somewhere. I would actually love to see them run two tight end sets and have both of them on the field at the same time, too. I think that would be really fun. And I think the Ravens might be privy to that and say, like, to themselves, you know what? We should get both these guys on the field. Imagine trying to cover both Likely and Andrews down the seams. Like, that'd be tough, right?
They should do what the Raiders doing with Mayer, because they drafted Michael Mayer out of Notre Dame last year, and now they drafted Bowers in the first round.
Do the same thing.
And they're being blatant. Yeah.
But they still got Devontae Adams over there. So, you know, there's still plenty left to be determined here in preseason too. And a lot of guys are going to be making, when I say guys, I'm just saying a lot of people within who are going into draft season are going to be making some overreactions, some underreactions, whatever it may be. Nobody knows shit until we actually get to week one, two, three, four, five of the season. So there might be some, there might be some writing on the wall, but at the same time too, like, you know, everyone's downgrading Christian Kirk because he wasn't on the field for 12 personnel in the week one of preseason. Like, I'm still high on Christian Kirk. Some people might not be as much as I am.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. With everybody gone now, I mean, and even when Zay Flowers wasn't there and Calvin Ridley was out, Trevor Lawrence loves him some Christian Kirk. He's a great, great value at where he's being drafted at right now. And I also love Evan Ingram, so. There's just so much to talk about, Gove.
Okay.
I could go down the rabbit hole and go like this all day long. I'm so pumped, man. Yeah.
I love it, dude. I love it. I love it. Am I too loud, by the way?
No.
Do I sound okay to you? Test 1, 2, 3. What do I do this? You remember like 12 years ago, duck face? All the girls had to do duck face when they were out at the bar. Like,
so dumb.
Yeah, they all did that. That was actually 15 years ago because it was on MySpace. Yeah. So that was
face.
Oh shit, look at this. Uncle Ted knows football too. What's up, Uncle Ted? Cade Stover, is this your Sam LaPorta? Slow down, Uncle Ted. I love you. And we both agree that Adrian Del Castillo is a badass catcher for the Diamondbacks. But Sam LaPorta was legendary last year as a rookie.
Yeah.
He truly was. I'm not being exaggerated. I don't think I'm going too big with that, Mike, even though I'm a Detroit guy here. I think the stats speak for themselves with LaPorta. So it would be a tall order to even match half the production that LaPorta did as a rookie.
Yeah, agreed.
Also, Cade Stover reminds me of Matt Stover.
It's funny. It's funny you mention that because I literally thought the exact same thing when I saw Stover. I'm like, wait a minute. You guys, brother?
This will never happen, by the way. Yeah, Jamie says trade Andrews and let Likely eat. That's not happening.
No, that's not happening.
Right. Also, Uncle Ted's on the record. Brian Thomas Jr., the rookie out of LSU, now with the Jaguars, is a bowler. He's really good. He had a nice, I think, a big gain in the first preseason game. By the way, let's talk preseason, Mike. How pointless is it? How relevant is it to your life? I don't imagine that you watch an entire preseason game. There's no way in hell that happens. But maybe you look at a few highlights, check your box score. I mean, what do you think?
No, I don't. I honestly don't put a whole lot of value or weight into preseason. It's weird. I don't do that with football, but I do put a little bit of weight into spring training just because I think the starters go longer. It's hard for me to draw any conclusion on guys who are playing one or two series and then getting off the field, especially in like the first preseason game. Like one, they play five or six snaps and then they're off the field. What can you really pull off of that? You know what I mean? So I don't put a whole lot of weight into it. Even personnel too. Like, you know, it's the same thing with like Christian Kirk now playing on 12 personnel. That very well could mean nothing. You know what I mean? I still think he's the wide receiver one there, no matter who they have. And again, that's not what's being said after week one of the preseason. So it's just a lot of overreactions. It happens every year, football, baseball, whatever you want to call it. So,
of course. Yeah, no, that makes sense to me. And I never watch preseason games. I think it's the most ridiculous thing anybody could ever do with their time. Right. But I do, obviously, I will hit a few highlights. I'll read some recaps and I'll look at, did anybody maybe make a spot for themselves,
right?
Because of opportunities related to injuries, really. Yep. Like our cover today, the graphic has three injured guys.
Yep.
We had Hollywood Brown, which is a real bummer for me because I was really excited about Hollywood. Same. With Mahomes this Same. Year. I thought he could have been a top five receiver this Ooh. Year. I really believe that. I do.
Wow.
No bullshit. I wrote that a week ago on the Patreon, by the way. Palazzo Podcast. Patreon.com/Palazzo Podcast, 2 L's, 2 Z's.
Utah.
But this injury is a bummer now, so that sets Hollywood back. And then you look at Marshawn Lloyd of the Packers, who everyone's getting hard for because he's the new rookie running back for Green Bay out of USC, which is always glamorous and beautiful and LA, blah, blah, blah. But now that he hurt his hammy, the old man, who's not even that old, A.J. Dillon, is still there. And I know that we talked a lot about A.J. Dillon last year, Mike. We had many conversations about him, and he was a total bummer last year. I know that, but I think he's going to factor in the Green Bay backfield this year.
It's funny because it doesn't matter. God himself could be on the Green Bay Packers and rush for 3 million yards in week one, and Matt LaFleur would still find a way to get A.J. Dillon the football. They so death. I'm little preview for you guys.
That's putting it mildly.
My number one, do not draft. And I'm going to release an article here for my fades and for my guys here too. I'm going to put a little bit of a different spin on it here. Guys I'm targeting, guys I like in values, guys I'm fading, guys I'm not drafting. It'll be fun this year. And that's going to be available. Some of it will be free. Most of it will be available on the Patreon, $3. So $3 a month. So if you guys get on there, you have access to all this stuff, right? But give you guys a little bit of a snippet. My number one, by far, number one, do not draft this year, Josh Jacobs of the Green Bay Packers. No matter how good you think he was or how great you thought he was, Matt LaFleur will never get away from A.J. Dillon. He's put that on. He's been that way since A.J. Dillon got to Green Bay. We have too much of a sample size not to think that. So do not draft Josh Jacobs.
Can't do it.
There it is. I completely agree with you, by the way. There's no way in hell that I would draft Josh Jacobs. It's not even a possibility for Same. Me. It's not something I'm thinking about whatsoever. Nope. I completely agree with you, which also makes me a little concerned that maybe he'll have a better season because we both agree.
1,000,000%. That will definitely happen. Yeah. Josh,
you know it,
Josh
dude.
Jacobs, here's the thing. Now that I don't own any shares in the Green Bay backfield, Matt LaFleur is like, God, you know what? A.J. Dillon really does suck. Josh Jacobs, here's the ball 30 times a game.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, shit. Oh, boy. Anthony's coming hard. Out of all respect, you said fade Aaron Judge too, though.
I didn't.
2 weeks.
I said fade him at cost. I didn't say he was going to be bad. I just said I wasn't drafting him in the first round. There are other guys that I liked better than him. So,
oh, you guys hear that? Yes. You guys hear those words? You hear the wiggling?
Well,
you hear the.
Like I told you, Go, right on Friday's show. My most favorite content from my followers is always when I get things wrong, never when I get things right. Which, yeah. Again, bring it my way. I'm happy to wear that off the chin. I've never been a Judge guy, and I for the first month or so, Judge was actually pretty bad and had some injury concerns too. He's obviously the best player in baseball.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, he's obviously the best player in baseball right now, but. It was just too rich for my blood with the injury concerns and the big toe thing. So, again, you got to call your shot sometimes, and sometimes you're wrong, and I was wrong. So,
yeah. Can't trust it! I was with them, too, so I have no Aaron Judge anywhere, and I just have to live with that this year. I'm amazed at what he's done.
Same.
I really am. I thought that the injuries were always just going to continue to be a problem, but he's replicated, essentially, if not exceeded, his 2022. He really has. In other categories, he's even better.
Yeah. And again,
so that's been news.
Here's the thing too, and I know we're talking football here, so I apologize. I'm out on Judge next year too, so I'm not drafting him as a top three pick. I'm sorry, and that's not because I'm an O's fan, and you know he's on the Yankees. That's not it. So.
Chad says Dylan is a legit cut candidate.
No way.
Yeah, he was.
Not anymore.
He was coming into preseason. He was. Yeah, I don't think he's going to get cut. I never did. Even before the Lloyd injury, I actually drafted Dylan. You know, the Scott Fishbowl is a very popular thing. For those of you who don't know in the fantasy football world, it's a huge, gigantic, I don't even know how many people are in it. Thousands of people are in this thing. And I drafted Dylan my second to last pick just as for a hell of it. And that was in late July. So
there you go.
I just thought, this guy's so, whenever someone's being so dismissed and they're still young enough, Dylan's still young enough, he's produced at times. So that's where I'm coming with that. Also, I think Uncle Ted is pissed about our Josh Jacobs commentary saying, absolutely draft Josh Jacobs. The Packers are going to run his dick into the dirt this year. Okay, got you locked in,
Ted. We said the same thing about Aaron Jones last year, and even before he got hurt, it was almost a split backfield with A.J. Dillon. So, and especially in short yardages. Aaron Jones did not suck, Uncle Ted. Come on. No. Now we're going off the rails here. We're going off the rails. Look at his last like four or five or six games. I can't remember what it was. He went freaking berserk.
Oh, Jones?
Yeah.
He was on fire.
He was a stud.
Remember that playoff game?
Yeah, and Matt LaFleur.
The Cowboys? He ate them alive.
Yeah, Matt LaFleur goes, oh, shit. What the fuck was I doing all year long? We probably could have had a better spot in the playoffs if I just played Aaron Jones more. Aaron Jones does not suck.
But what about that?
In fact, he's another segment here for you. I faded Josh Jacobs. Aaron Jones will be a heavy target of mine with the Packers now, or with the Vikings now, because I do think that he'll be unleashed. You know what the crazy thing is too? Real quick on Aaron Jones. I'm going off on tangent here.
Yep.
Matt.
No, I'm just going to ask you about him.
Go ahead. Matt Berry coined the phrase even when he was drafted. Free Aaron Jones, and he was still saying it last year. How long has Aaron Jones been in the league? People are nuts, man. I'm telling you, Aaron Jones for me is at I don't know what his ADP is. I will try to leave every draft with him. I promise you that. Not as an RB1 or RB2, maybe like a flex play or something like that. A flex guy, maybe a low end RB2. But I love Aaron Jones this year, and I'm hoping that Minnesota uses him properly. And I think they will, way better than Matt LaFleur did. So.
Jones always makes it on this goddamn show.
He always
does. We do this second year we're doing football together, me and Mike, and he gets in here. And you know what? He is a fascinating guy for me. I really don't know what to do with Jones. New building. Minnesota. Still the same division. New coach, all that crap. Yeah. Veteran guy. Ups and downs with injuries. I've never trusted him. But now that J.J. McCarthy, sadly, so this is one of the things coming out of the preseason week one. Yeah. The rookie, my guy, who won me a national championship at Michigan, go blue, he has a meniscus issue, and he's going to be out. So Sam Darnold was already going to be the starter in Minnesota, but now it's even more clear that this could end up being a lost year for McCarthy. I don't want to say that officially because he could still be back. It's only a meniscus issue. It's not a ACL. But Sam Darnold needs to lean on Aaron Jones now a lot more.
What does that do for...
And what do we make of the overall situation for Minnesota's offense with Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison and all those guys?
That was going to be my question to you as well. Is like, does that peg down Justin Jefferson a little bit on your draft board in terms of where he's being drafted at? You know, like, because of the concerns with Sam Darnold and whoever the backup's going to be while McCarthy's out? Because that's...
Yeah.
I think he proved last year, too, that he is... that he is quarterback proof, if you will. I mean, even when he had Nick Mullins and who was the other guy that was there? He got hurt.
Oh, last year they had Jaren Hall played for a minute. He was the young star at BYU. Yes. I actually liked him a little bit, but he got concussed.
Yeah, so. And it's going to be interesting to see how that offense shakes out as well. But yeah, I think that moves Justin Jefferson slightly for me. Not too much. Like his rank is 7 on Yahoo. For those of you guys who are watching us on Yahoo, maybe he's like an 8 or 9. Like I don't know who's going after him. But like, here's a good question. With the news of Sam Darnold, are you still taking Justin Jefferson over a receiver like – do you like Jamar Chase over Justin Jefferson? Do you like A.J. Brown over Justin Jefferson? Where does he slot for you?
Oh, boy. There's some real shit going on here because I believe if I pull up my Scott Fishbowl team, which is on Sleeper – and by the way, I'm in the – so Scott Fishbowl is all about movies. They love movies. And I'm in the Mia Wallace League, which is a reference to Pulp Fiction. So I chose that. I made that choice.
Yeah.
But if we look at the draft, oh boy, can I figure this out? How dumb is Mike Ovier? Where are draft results? You know, Sleeper is something I need to use. I love Sleeper. I'm born and raised on Yahoo guy. So I ended up taking Jamar Chase, though, is my point.
Ooh, I love the James Cook one too.
Oh yeah.
Dude, great, right? Great pick.
James Cook. Yeah.
I think he's in for a big
deal. Oh, okay, good. I agree, because they were trying to run... The Bills were running the ball more, and I know that Allen is a vulture when it comes to touchdowns at the goal line, but you'll see here I have Sam Darnold, by the way.
There you go.
So I guess... there's A.J. Dillon.
God.
And Rondale Moore. Oh, man. God, such a bummer. I was really excited about Rondale Moore this year because I thought he would be really good on the new kick return, which is a whole new facet of the game we haven't even talked about yet. The kick return now is a chance to really... give guys who are good rushers maybe a chance to be game breakers and pick up fantasy points on the ground. Because it's going to count as rush yards, or it'll count as return yards, but you have to have return yards included in your league.
Exactly. Yes. I also loved, or let me ask you a question real quick. This is not the A.J. Dillon show. When you drafted A.J. Dillon, did you think of me at all?
Of course I did.
I'm fucking with you.
Yeah, I always think of you when I think of A.J. Dillon. Really, I'm thinking of you all the time, frankly. It's unhealthy. I do admit that freely, but... I don't regret it. I've never regretted it.
The other big news out of today. I don't know if you saw from Shefty, Jahmyr Gibbs has a hamstring injury. So I don't know. I don't know the severity of it, but he does have a hamstring injury. So it could be Monty season again, ladies and gentlemen.
That's putting it mildly.
Monty's great, man. Yep. He's good. You're right. He was a great call last year, David Montgomery. Yep. And I should have listened to you.
Well.
Okay, so Jamie, help me out here. So this is I'm going to have to live with this. Jamie just gave me a secret on Sleeper that you click the settings button, get your draft. So here's my Scott Fishbowl draft. And I took Jamar Chase, my very first pick right here.
Is there a way to scroll because the football, or take the banner away because the footballs are in the way there?
Oh, my God, footballs, get out of here. Yeah, we got a lot of stuff going on at once.
There we go. Boop. Better.
There we go. Look at that. Mike Virginia is so good now. Yeah, you were just a pro. But you'll see that Justin Jefferson went in round 2.
What?
Now, remember, this is a
2-quarterback league.
Tight end. Is it? Yeah, super flex.
Okay.
And tight ends get extra points. So tight ends are even more valuable in this year's Scott Fishbowl.
Ooh, I like that.
I think it's 1.5 points per reception.
Okay, I like that.
So I could have had Justin Jefferson. I took Jamar Chase.
Yeah, I don't.
So I did that.
I don't disagree with you there. I think if Burrow can stay healthy, I think we see the return of Jamar Chase. I don't know if he finishes as like a wide receiver one, but he will finish as a wide receiver one. Maybe top 3 though.
I could have had Tyreek Hill too.
Ooh, yeah, I see that. You could have taken Tyreek Hill over Jamar Chase. So with that said, you're high on Jamar Chase.
I may have outsmarted myself here. I'm always trying to look ahead. I want to shoot for the stars and win my league. And sometimes it's the guy who doesn't look as the clear number one. Whoever had the best season last year as a wide receiver, I want the guy who had like the third or fourth best season, who maybe still has more to give. Yeah. And obviously Jamar Chase was limited by Joe Burrow being hurt.
Correct.
So I know it's a tall order these days for Joe Burrow to be ready to go this year and be healthy for 17 games. But I took that risk with Ja'Marr Chase. And I took Gibbs in my second pick. And, yeah, he got hurt. You told me that also. Jordan Love is my third pick as well, starting quarterback.
Love that
pick. And he's awesome.
Yeah, love that pick. I think he's in for a monster year as well this year too. There's a lot of guys I like. It's going to be hard for me to write this article when I'm done.
There's Hollywood Brown, who I took in the seventh round too, so that's a bummer. And J.J. McCarthy, who I took very high.
Love the D.K. Metcalf pick and the Chase Brown pick.
Oh, great. Nice. Yeah. I'm in good company then. Dobbs was an afterthought. Bo Nix had an amazing preseason game. Mm-hmm. I mean, nobody cares, but this, again, super flex. I'm going to put him into play. Wandale Robinson is a guy I really like. He's very talented, and he's another year free of his knee injury. Mm-hmm. And Noah Fant is an afterthought. Again, we're talking tight ends and how deep it is. Noah Fant's a guy. He is the guy in Seattle. Two tight ends left Seattle's offense in the offseason, and now Noah Fant is more free than ever to be the guy for them. So that's interesting.
I like Parkinson, too. I mean,
and of course, Rondale Moore.
A lot of people are hyping, or have been hyping him up in L.A.
He signed with the Rams to replace Higbee because Higbee got hurt last year, everyone remembers, unfortunately. By the way, my very last pick, who ran for a 48-yard touchdown in the preseason week one, Eric Gray. So
there you go.
That made me happy. Yeah. Of the Giants, who everyone's all over Tyrone Tracy, the new guy in town. Yeah. But I'm taking Gray all day. Lock me in right now. Gray over Tracy 24/7 in the Giants' backfield.
There you go. Yeah, I haven't heard much on Gray. I've heard more on the other guy more than him. So I haven't done a whole research in the Giants' backfield too. And everyone, you know, obviously is going to be drafting Devin Singletary before all those guys, but.
Yeah, he's the number one.
I think we all know who Devin Singletary is at this point. I would not be surprised if he shared that backfield and it's a three-headed monster. Probably just a mess in New York, to be honest.
We're live here at Bloodsoe Podcast, 2 L's, 2 Z's.
Utah.
Mike Virginia, MJ Govia, Talking Football. That's right, fantasy football is here. We're fired up. Also, the next episode, we did this last year, Mike. I want to do over-unders for every team again. That was fun.
Yeah.
Are you down for
that? Yeah, I am. Did we go back and look?
How bad was it?
I was going to say, how well did we finish on that?
I don't know yet. I'm going to go look at it before we do the show, which we'll hopefully do maybe next week at the latest. I want to get those on the record so people have some time to review it, but I don't know.
I would love to know the answer. I would love to know the answer to that.
I would too. And we'll have that information. Pistols in the house. Thank you, Govier and Virginia. Good luck, everybody. Pistols like the nicest guy ever. He's always wishing us well. Mm-hmm. On the YouTube comments, which you guys should be a part of. Follow Mike Virginia at _ Mike VA on Twitter. I'm at MJ Govier, Plutzel Podcast 2L.
Utah! Give me two.
Z's. Chad says, helps Tracy get... Oh, he got carded. Perfect! Yeah.
There you go.
And celebrating the injury. Tracy was carded off today in an airport. Well, bad news for him. Also, Chad says, NFL insider Jordan Schultz reports that Hollywood Brown will miss 4 to 6 weeks with this clavicle issue. Yeah, that's... It's not like Hollywood's going to be lost for the year. I'm just saying he's going to be set back. And if he could have come out the gate fresh with Mahomes and company, man, it just would have been so much better. Going back to the rest of the chat, you guys keep bringing it. We love it. Anthony wants to know, do you guys draft wide receivers early and attack the dead zone running backs? Or do you believe in the Superman running back plan?
Oh, man. Anybody who knows me knows that I love me some running backs. I will be fair here and say this, and everyone always busts my balls every year, so bring it. I am more of a running back guy than a wide receiver guy because I play in a standard league. And when I say standard, I mean it's non-PPR. I know standard usually means half-point PPR, but I do not play in that in my home league. We refuse to. So wide receivers aren't as valuable, but I am changing my strategy this year because I usually love to load up on running backs, and I usually have like a bunch of wide receiver twos and threes on my team. I'm going to try to get one of the big 3-4 on my team in terms of wide receivers with my first pick.
Ooh.
So to answer your question, Anthony, I did like to attack the running backs, but this is a great thing to segue into, Gof, because in terms of just draft strategy, we have too much data now. The league is a quarterback pass happy league, right? So the wide receivers have gotten a bump up, obviously, because they throw the ball more. The defenses don't play worth a damn. Running backs, unless you have a guy like Christian McCaffrey or maybe like a Derrick Henry, like a couple of years ago, there's only a handful of guys that really get that true volume and that have a really, really safe elite floor, if you will. I just think that's probably more spaced out now. So guys like, you know, CeeDee Lamb and Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson, who see the ball 13, 15 times a game. And this is always the thing that drove me nuts. Like when I'm going up against these guys, is it doesn't matter if they had, you know, three guys on him. The quarterbacks would just still continue to feed these guys over and over and over again. So the volume is on the wide receiver side. So that's why I'm changing my strategy this year. I'm going to be leaning really heavy on wide receivers and try to get a solid RB2-ish as my first running back. So,
okay.
Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
That's who Mike is, guys. Yeah. He's tame. I love it. That's great breakdown. Well done. Well said. A couple more comments here because people are blowing their tops over. Anthony Richardson will be quarterback one this year.
I don't hate that. I don't hate that at all.
I don't hate it.
Yeah. I like to. I would like to see what he looks like better. I mean, obviously he has the rushing ability. It does remind me a lot like Cam Newton in terms of taking some of those goal line touches. I think that I think that waters down Jonathan Taylor to a slight extent. But especially in his second year, I would like to see him take the next step from a passer. I didn't really watch a whole lot of Anthony Richardson, so I will say, but from what I did see of him as well, it sounds like he's got more of like the rushing ability type from a quarterback, which is what you want in fantasy. Does he have the weapons as wide receivers, though? I know they got Michael Pittman and Josh Downs and who's the other guy I'm leaving out? There's somebody they picked up in the offseason. The Colts did.
You know what? I need to do a detailed, like, deep dive on every depth chart.
Yeah.
I need to know all of them in full because I want to win. I got a lot of drafts coming up over the next few weeks, and that's what we're aiming here to do, to help you guys. Mm-hmm. In fact, we're thinking about doing a mock. We did a mock last year, didn't we, I think?
Yeah, we did.
Did we? Yep. Yeah. We might throw one of those out there for you guys one more time. But, you know, there's so much movement in the offseason with free agency, and I really check out. I used to love NFL free agency, but I just don't give a shit about it as much as I used to when I was younger. Yeah. And I'd update the rosters on Madden or whatever video game. I used to have this game. This is old school. Anybody who knows this one, this is a deep cut. In 1995, there was a game on Sega Genesis called Deion Sanders Primetime Football. It was not a good game, but holy shit, was it detailed. It had so many options. You could create players. So the whole draft class I would put in it. And I'm talking about manually entering every letter of every player on a Sega Genesis controller in 1995. It was a hoop, man. Yeah. But that game was so customizable, and I would do the free agent moves and all that stuff. I loved it. I just wish the gameplay had been better, but I'd play it anyways because that's what life was like in 1995.
There you go.
And I did the best I could. Also, Uncle Ted says Chase over St. Brown? No!
Yeah, I didn't see that. Yeah, I didn't see that on the draft board. Well, did St. Brown go before or after Chase?
He was available. I could have taken St. Brown. Oh, okay. I did not.
I would say the safer...
St. Brown was a... Go ahead.
I would say the safer...
Yeah, he went five picks after.
Got it. I would say the safer floor is St. Brown. I think the ceiling is Jamar Chase. I think St. Brown's got one of the safest floors for receivers out of anybody. Probably number one, the safest floor. Maybe Tyreek Hill, but because he's unstoppable. But, yeah, I don't hate the Jamar Chase pick. I don't think you're wrong in that. I think that for how good he – if Burrow can stay healthy, he has the potential to finish as wide receiver one. Now that – I know T. Higgins is still there, but Taj Boyd is out of there now. I don't hate that pick at all. I mean, people were drafting Chase as wide receiver two last year, weren't they?
Yeah.
Like, wasn't his ADP
one of the top dogs?
Yeah, exactly. So, and he's got connection with Burrow.
He's always.
If Burrow can stay healthy, I like that
pick. Yeah. People are just really paranoid about Joe Burrow and this wrist injury. Mm-hmm. I heard somebody, I think it was the Ringer Fantasy Football Show over there, Bill Simmons World, and it was Craig Horlbrook or something. Mm-hmm. That guy, he was always on there. And he said that this wrist issue is so unusual for quarterbacks. It was very rare. And that Joe Burrow can't throw the ball more than like 2 days in a row. Like now it really freaked me out when I heard him. Yeah, it was really terrifying to hear those words come out of his mouth. And I'm like, shit, because I love Joe Burrow. Yeah, Joe Burrow is such a badass. The only thing that limits him is injuries. He is not bound by anything that humanity can throw at him. He's unstoppable when he's healthy.
So is the wrist thing still going on for him? Like, I haven't done much in terms of my research in terms of
the healing.
The healing, okay. Yeah. All right, damn, dude. He's still,
the healing's still a thing.
I was going to say, it's taken him this freaking long to iron out that wrist injury?
I guess so. Mm.
All right.
It's really freaky, man.
Yeah. Who's their backup there? The kid from Washington still?
Did Jake Browning stay? Our pal who Jake Browning was fun. Yeah. Remember that game against the Steelers? I think he was all
that
right.
That was a fun game. I came back in that game. I think T. Higgins got a touchdown to go into overtime or something like that.
Yeah.
And I had him.
T. Higgins is healthy, and that's also a problem. Jamar Chase might be like, dude, why would I draft Chase with T. Higgins there? That's a lot. Those are two studs. But, you know, Justin Jefferson has Jordan Addison. Mm-hmm. I think that's a pretty similar situation. Addison Higgins, is that much of a difference? I don't think there is.
No. And they're gonna give Chase the ball. I don't see that being a problem.
Oh, Browning died. not literally. If you're watching the live chat, the live show on YouTube, which you should follow us on Plotso Podcast 2Ls2Zs, you would know I'm
Utah.
Just joking. He's hurt.
Give me two. Yeah.
And by the way, remember last year, everybody, how many quarterbacks got hurt? There was an absolute onslaught of quarterback murder last year. You remember how many backups got hurt and how many backups, and we had some wild shit going down. I mean, remember the Josh Dobbs run? Everyone was believing.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Oh my God, it's for real.
I totally forgot about that. That's
yeah,
crazy.
But you remember it well because everybody was talking about it.
And he played well.
And Dobbs is. No, he did.
He played real well.
He did. He's in San Francisco now. He's the backup to Purdy, which is interesting. Mm. If Purdy gets hurt, Shanahan getting the most out of Dobbs with those weapons, it's not a bad backup, obviously. Yeah. Hey, Oops is here. What's up, buddy? Good to see you. Yeah, that's right. It's football talk, my friend. Eddie's freaked out. Holy shit. I finally got you two on a live football podcast. Govier in Virginia. I know dick about fantasy football, but I'm eager to learn. I know you two and the rest of the boys will get me caught up now.
We will,
if there's any girls, they're welcome too. But so don't be a sexist, Eddie. Come on, jeez.
That's putting it mild.
I like to have fun with you.
We couldn't do diddly poo offensively.
Thanks, Jim. Anthony wants to know, where do I get the Govier betting picks for NFL and NCAA this season? Hell yeah, dude. I know football betting, college and pro. This is something I truly, legitimately made money in last year. So you can find that on the Patreon, of course, patreon.com/Plotso Podcast. I'll be having that there. $3 a month gets you in the front door. That's all it takes. $3.
Here's the other thing with that. Anthony. The other thing real quick for the betting stuff, and I can vouch for this as well because I did tail Govier in a couple picks. I do college football betting more than I do NFL. But for $3, think of it this way. For $3, even if one of your bets hits, you just paid for months worth of the Patreon. So think about it that way.
Wow, dude.
Yeah.
That's a slippery slope. Yep. But I'm gonna roll with it. I like it. I'm gonna roll with it, but I
got a pressure.
I know who I thought it was, you know? Yeah.
Fucking Roethlisberger, the quarterback, was all fucking hug it, chug it, football.
Yep. All night.
Yep.
All night.
Kerry Carpenter, two dongs in his return today. All right. Woohoo! Go Tigers. That makes me happy.
Go Tigers.
Boy, baseball update. Thanks.
Our boy Paul Blackburn is getting ripped, by the way. 7 earned runs. So
no.
Yeah, he's getting killed.
7 earned runs?
Yep. It's actually 6, but he's given up 7 runs.
Oh, man, that's
bad.
All right, let's go back to football where things are happy.
Yes.
Anthony wants to know, is Austin Eckler done? Mike and Govier? Is that what we call ourselves? Mike and Govier, so we're not Mike and Mike?
I like Mike and Mike better.
Govier, Virginia?
Yeah.
Welcome to Govier, Virginia, a beautiful town where people say whatever they want, and they say it as loud as they want, 24/7. Govier, Virginia, beautiful town.
Can we get the
Eckler? I don't give a shit.
Yeah, neither do I. He's actually said he doesn't want to be the workhorse. He doesn't want to be on the field. He is in Washington here, so I hear about him a lot in Northern Virginia here. They talk about Austin Eckler a lot. Brian Robinson is still going to be a thing. We're not drafting Austin Eckler as a
first-round
draft pick anymore. Those days are gone. And at the right draft price, though, in PPR formats, I do think he's the pass catcher out of this backfield. But I think Brian Robinson will obviously be a guy that will probably eat into a lot of his workload. They love Brian Robinson here.
We're going to get all in your face and point out your fault.
So Austin Eckler might be a guy that shares some of the work, maybe gets more into like passing down situations. You got to think with a rookie quarterback too, and how athletic Austin Eckler is. Like, he couldn't bid a better fit there in Washington with Jaden Daniels maybe dumping it off to him. If that offensive line has indeed improved, new regime there in Washington, a lot of fresh faces. So who knows? I don't know if I'm willing to pay the draft price for him though. I'd rather have Brian Robinson in standard formats and PPR, obviously. Yep. Eckler.
Give me back my son.
Exactly. Give me back my son.
There's really never a good time to press that button because we're not really talking about kids a lot. But we just say it anyways. Why not? Who cares? What sucks is I just saw you two were on. I didn't notice it was a football deal. Yeah, he's trying to ask all these baseball questions. Yeah. I love that. Oops. maybe we'll squeeze one in there. Eddie says, I have two women in my league. Ooh, two. Yeah. Wow.
Utah.
And they are pretty good. Give me two. Okay, so Eddie's showing us, flashing us his credentials, which is always a good thing. Jamie says, ask MJ about College Dynasty as well. Yeah. I'm finishing up College Dynasty draft with Jamie. This is College Football Dynasty, and I'm totally into it. This is the new frontier. College football fantasy is the future, and I'm so glad to be in this draft. And you guys are all going to be doing it in 5 years. I'm telling you now. Lock it in. One more time. Paul Blackburn getting his ass handed to him. Yes, okay. I don't need to have this rubbed in my face. So, when are you guys going to be on for baseball again, says Oops?
Friday.
Well, Friday. Although, I'm going to have to look at my schedule. We're going to have to talk about that off the air, actually. Okay. There might be some scheduling changes coming up, which makes me really sad, but I always want to be there. Usually, it's 3:30, not 3, but close enough. Yeah. You show up a half hour early,
wait for us.
We'll be there. Chad wants to know, Mike, do either of you want to guess who was my most drafted quarterback through 1 month? Let's see.
Sam Darnold.
Could you give us a division, at least? I mean, because there's 32 teams, so it's like, C.J. Stroud?
No, it's going to be a sleeper. You know Chad.
Yeah.
It's going to be a guy that nobody else is drafting.
Right.
I'm going to say
Chad is always trying to be ahead of the curve.
Yeah. I'm going to say it's somebody like Sam Darnold or Will Levis. Actually, that's my pick. I'm going Will Levis, Chad.
Oh, it's in the NFC South. That's a hint. So it can't be Bryce Young. Is it?
Oh my God, it might be.
It's probably Bryce Young.
It is.
It probably is.
Definitely is.
Or it's Kirk Cousins. Or is it Spencer Rattler? Actually, now my mind is spinning. Spencer Rattler, the backup for the Saints. Derek Carr, always underwhelming.
Is it Spencer Rattler?
Is it Spencer Rattler? You're not saying...
No, it's Bryce Young.
Yeah, Bryce Young.
Okay.
Look, here's the case for Bryce Young quickly. New offensive coordinator, head coach, right? Yeah. So the OC in Tampa last year who got a ton out of Baker Mayfield, what's his name? Dave Canavales. Yeah. He was a really good OC for Tampa. Now he's the head coach in Carolina, and Bryce Young was a top pick. Does that mean it's going to be party time?
I don't know, man. They got Deontay Johnson over there, too. They got a new running back coming to town, but I think he'll be probably eased into that offense because he's hurt right now or recovering from an injury. The kid out of Texas.
Well, they had an injury in the receiving depth already. I think the rookie they drafted, Xavier Leggett.
Yeah.
Xavier Leggett already got hurt.
Hey, but they still got Adam Thielen.
That's not great.
They still got Adam Thielen, too, don't they, Goff?
And Deontay Johnson from Pittsburgh. He's in there. Yep. He's a Carolina Panther. Yep. So they got some veteran wideouts. Deontay Johnson, who we saw last year literally give up on plays. There's actually video of Deontay Johnson just mailing it in as soon as the ball is snapped for the Steelers.
What a dick.
This is the Palazzo Podcast. Up next, some shitty commercials just for you.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to KundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's KundryMD.com/energy.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Anthony says Brian Robinson got shot and returned. Yeah, that's right. True. I remember that. Yeah,
shot. It was,
he did. He was back. People are wondering about Neighbors. So Malik Neighbors, also one of the guys in our graphic today, a very, very hot, sexy rookie at LSU. A lot of, again, it's kind of like an Odell Beckham thing all over again because it's the New York Giants 10 years later, wide receiver, LSU. Very talented out of LSU. Yep. So he hurt his ankle. It's not season ending at all. What's your take here? Even if, let's say, Malik gets back to full health in week three at worst, what else is still going to be a problem or a benefit for his production? Because it's New York with Danny Dimes.
Here's the thing. I get the hate for Danny Dimes. I do because of how bad he's been. But people have to remember and have to go to this. The Giants' offensive line was and still is terrible. So he had the least amount of time to throw at anybody in football last year.
Give me back my dimes.
Yeah, give me back my dimes. Exactly. Is there a way that we can edit that? That'd be good.
I'm gonna work on that. I might just cut the sun part out of it so we can just fill it in going there forward. Yep. Consider it done. I'll lock that in.
The thing. I love that. The thing with them is, I don't know if you remember last year ago when the Giants played the Cowboys and it was in the pouring rain. And I know this because I had the Cowboys defense last year. They were jailhouse rushing Daniel Jones every single snap. I almost felt like it was in the pouring rain. And I just felt so bad for him because his ass was like a potted plant. He just couldn't get out of the ground.
Did they murder him?
Oh, my God, they did. And I don't know if that's going to happen again this year or not. But Malik Neighbors is obviously an elite wide receiver. I do think he has the potential to be in that same category, and not because he played at LSU or because he was a sexy wide receiver draft in the first round. I think he does have the talent to be a ceiling-wise a top five receiver in football. Do I think that happens this year? No, because of his situation in New York. So, but I do think Daniel Jones is better than people think. I will say that.
Okay. I actually agree with you. 2 years ago, Daniel Jones was a very useful fantasy commodity, especially in super flex leagues. He was. That was the first year of new coach Brian Daboll's reign. Now, last year was a nightmare. Now it's this year. I really believe Daboll is such a good coach.
Yeah, I do too.
That it makes the Giants' offense better than it should be. He'll make it better as long as they're not as. They can't have as many injuries. They had so many injuries last year. I'm imagining better injury luck for the Giants. So, as I'm thinking about it now, maybe I'm already... I don't even know what the over-under is on the win total, but I might be going over on the Giants' win total, whatever it is.
People forget, too, like, last year during this time, like, during draft season, people were drafting Daniel Jones as a quote-unquote sleeper. Now everybody hates him because of his rushing ability, how many rushing touchdowns he had the year prior. So that still is there. It's probably even more now because they don't have Saquon Barkley there. So if anything else, if he can stay healthy in the offensive line, Daboll, I mean, there's a lot of things working in his favor if the offensive line can get right. Neighbors is obviously a good weapon. I think there's sleeper value here with Daniel Jones. I know a lot of people. This is the other thing too, real quick. Did you see that training camp video where it was like a 50-yard pass downfield and he just completely whiffed on him? I mean, I was like, wait a minute, are these guys expected to be 100% perfect 50 yards down the field and they're like their first training camp of the season?
Yes.
Like, Jesus, man, this guy's getting murdered on one play.
Can't do it.
So, super flex leagues, one quarterback leagues, I think Daniel Jones has sleeper appeal. I'm not saying you should go out and draft him as QB1, but I think he has sleeper appeal.
Hey, there's the update. Daniel Jones looking better at deep passing game.
You
thank you, Sleeper. I do like Sleeper's notes. Yahoo's always been pretty good with the notes, but Sleeper's notes might be a little bit better, actually. I'm just being honest.
Well,
I can't lie.
They're from Rotoball,
we're always going to tell it is here. Oh, Rotoball is filling in the gap there. Yeah. By the way, everybody in fantasy sports works for Rotoballer. Did you know that? Me and you are literally like the only two guys that don't work for Rotoballer. Everybody we know writes an article for them. It's so funny to me how their business model works. It's definitely different, I will say that.
Maybe we should get on board.
We should. I don't know what we're holding back on. Eddie wants to know, does the Palazzo crew do a podcast for tiers at the different positions? Quarterbacks, all the positions, obviously. My leagues are 12-team snake, PPR, 2 super flex, 2 running backs, 3 wideouts, 1 tight end, 2 running back, 2 flexes, not super, defense and a kicker, and 6 reserve. Most people use bench.
Yeah.
Reserve is actually right.
Yeah.
Would you say bench or reserves?
Bench.
I find it funny that he used that for some reason.
Yeah, same. I never heard of reserve, but
we got reserves that are 6 deep. Yeah. Eddie, I love you, man. I know. I only kid because I know you can handle it, Eddie, and it's nothing but love. Yeah. Make sure you know that, okay?
Give me back my son.
Give me back my bench. Anyways, yeah. We'll do that. Yep. That'll probably be one of the next episodes we do. We'll break down every position,
and
we can make that happen for you. We will. I'm going to guarantee that right now. Do you believe in Joe Hendry? Are you ready to be stumped? I feel like I just got stumped. Do I know who this is?
I don't know. I don't know who this is. I will be 100% candid.
You messing with me? He's messing with me. He's like, oh, Anthony says, I couldn't fit in the word bench.
Sure.
That's right. No, there is a character limit. I was trying to type one. I was watching your guys' show on Sunday, and it ran out of room. I couldn't finish my comment. So never apologize for caps. We're pro caps here.
Yeah.
Did you hear this one earlier? Anthony Richardson will be quarterback one this year. Yeah, you already said that, Uncle Ted. We got you on the record. Yeah. Jamie says a sleeper is the best app out there when it comes to fantasy. Want betting? They got it. They got pick 'em leagues and survivor leagues. Oh, my God. I hear all those. I'm so excited, man. I love survivor pools. I love all that shit. It's so fun.
I just signed up for mine this year. We do one where it's weekly survivor, weekly pick 'em, season long survivor, margin pool, which I won last year, which I was very happy. Came down to the last game of the season.
Explain that to me quickly. I don't
margin.
Yeah.
So
scoring margin?
Like, yeah. So it's kind of like Survivor. So you can only use the team once. So let's just say Dallas is playing like New York. And if you pick Dallas in week one to beat New York, and if they win by 50, then your total is at 50, right? And if they lose, then you obviously lose points. So whoever has the most points at the end in terms of margin of victory wins, which is fun. It's one of my favorite things. And I've won it. I was in second place the year before, first last year. So I always do really well in that. But you got to be careful on where you pick your spots at. So you don't want to use, because when we get to week 16, week 17, you got to use the tougher matchups at that time. So,
okay.
So pick your spots.
I love it. Thank you. Yeah. See, I hadn't heard of that. There's always a new game out there. Anthony says that Joe Hendry is a pro wrestler and his theme is, do you believe in Joe Hendry? He was on my TV as I was flicking the channels. Thank you, Anthony, for updating us on your TV watching habits. By the way, I put this little tidbit in the chat. Dallas beat the Giants in 2 games last year by a combined score of 89-17. So, absolute murder.
Yeah.
40 points in both games, at least.
That's going to happen again this year.
By the way, did you draft? Did you have your draft yet for your home league?
No, that's on Labor Day.
Did you set your keepers?
Yes, I did. So, my keepers are... So, we have a rule where... You can, if you draft a rookie this year or last year, we just started it last year. If you drafted a rookie and you kept him on your team all year long, you get a discount on him if you want to keep him. It's -2. So I drafted Bijan with number 1 overall. And again, this is a keeper league. So a lot of the guys were already taken. I drafted Bijan number one overall, so now I get to keep him in the third.
Standard.
Yeah. I get to keep him in the third, and I kept Trey McBride in the fifth.
You did?
Yes, I took him over Dak.
So no Dak.
Yeah, I could have. Okay. I could have kept, for those of you guys watching, I could have kept Dak in the sixth round. But noting that when it's in the fourth round, I'm going to try to target a quarterback. I might go after a guy like Kyler, or I may go after a guy like Jordan Love if he's still there. Somebody brought up a good point to me. It's one of my football buddies. That writes. I don't know for who, but I interact with him a lot on DMs. He made a good point to me the other day and said, you could probably find equal value or a higher upside with another quarterback earlier or around the same time frame as Dak. So like maybe Joe Burrow, I could get Dak in the sixth again, because maybe if quarterbacks go early in our draft, which they do, people are going to be set at quarterback. I could probably already get Dak in the sixth anyways. So since we're talking about Trey McBride, though, how do you feel about Trey McBride? Because he's gotten a lot of helium this year, and a lot of people are calling for him to be tight end one. Like, I've heard that a lot this year.
Oh, yeah. It's all the rage. Everyone's just jumping in saying, this is time. It's Trey McBride season.
Is that really a thing, though? Like, I know he was great last year, but he didn't have a Marvin Harrison Jr., which is going to be, like, a problem there, right? Like, I know Kyler's obviously good, and, you know, and I think he's the number two option in this. Maybe, I don't know, maybe Harrison struggles out of the gate, but, like, where do you, like, off the top of your head, I know you probably haven't done rankings or anything else like that, but do you think he's a top three tight end? Like, are you drafting him? I would take Laporta over him.
I'm really baffled right now with McBride because he's become such a hot commodity, and I wasn't buying into it as much. I'm like, well, okay, this guy's good, obviously, and he's got potential, but, you know, he had 81 catches last year, 106 targets. So he broke through last year in a major way, and everyone's like, dude, he's got to just keep doing that, right? He'll be better, right? But I'm not so sure. I mean, Kyler Murray, full season of Kyler Murray now. And as you said, Harrison Jr. in his house doing his thing. I don't know why I'm so baffled by this, but I'm concerned. My gut is telling me inside, and it's a big gut, guys. Trust me, this gut knows. It's got a lot of mass. And the mass is telling me that there's something not right about this. Like, I don't want McBride to be my number one tight end in the first three rounds. I can't do that.
Well, I don't think his ADP, when I kept him there, was at the fifth round. So I think it may have climbed a little bit. But, like, do you feel like that's a good draft or a good round to draft him at? Is it in the fifth round? Like, who are the guys? This is probably a better question. Who are the guys that you would rather have over him? I assume Travis Kelce.
Kincaid?
You'd rather have Kincaid over him?
I think so. Yeah.
What about, like, obviously Sam Laporta, Mark Andrews?
Laporta, yes. Andrews, I'm not sure about. We could be looking at a transition year where he's not as dominant as he once was with the rise of Likely and the offense being the way that it is. That's what my guts tell me again. This is, you know, 25 years of playing fantasy football. I've watched football my whole life, and I'm concerned. I would rather have Kincaid. I think he's maybe the number one target in Buffalo now, period, with all the wide receiver change. No more Stephon Diggs. He's gone. Yeah. And everyone's talking about Buffalo's wide receivers now. Like, who's the guy? Who are these guys? What's going to happen there? I think Kincaid is the number one option offensively in the passing game.
Keon Coleman, you like him?
He's interesting. He's not number one.
Yeah.
Kincaid showed out last year.
Yeah, he did. I think I'm going to have a lot of shares of Coleman this year, too. I'm hoping that he gets the I'm taking a Hail Mary here. I'm not saying he's going to be, but I'm hoping that, you know, he'll be the wide receiver one there in Buffalo, because they got a lot of guys. Like, they got MVS, they got Shakir, who's a lot of people who are talking about.
Khalil Shakir, yeah. He's good.
So I don't know. Maybe Coleman is the guy there in Buffalo, but we'll see. I do agree with you, though. I think Kincaid is a guy that's being not talked about enough. Everyone's talking about McBride. I think just as many people should be talking about Kincaid there in Buffalo.
Hell yeah, there you go. That's what I'm talking about.
Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass.
They are.
But they are who we thought they were.
They are. That's who Kincaid is. He is who I think he is. He's awesome. The guy's got a lot of talent. And opportunity matters, too, here. It's not just talent. Right. There's no Marvin Harrison Jr. that's going to screw up Kincaid's life at all.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yep. I hate just giving a gut response, because everybody has a gut. So it's like, well, that doesn't, what does that do for me? I need stats. I need info. Well, sometimes it's all a mixture of multiple things coming together to get a final analysis opinion. Anthony says, are the Eagles going to be better than when Michael Vick had that dream team Eagles season? Yeah, I remember that. It was 2011. It was Asamoah, remember him?
Dondi Asamoah,
the cornerback. They signed him for the.
Yep.
Yeah, that was a. And then Andy Reid was fired after that season. Vince Young finished as the final backup. Oh, I remember watching that game like, oh, this is a sad end to Andy Reid's run in Philly. Now Andy Reid's an even better Hall of Fame coach. Here's some hope, by the way, for you from Uncle Tad, Mike.
No.
He's got Virginia's back. Bijan, 4.3 yards per carry, 4 touchdowns.
He's not having my back. He's trolling. He's trolling me here again. Uncle Ted, I'm convinced here. Uncle Ted loves to troll Mike Virginia. On Sunday, he said Kobe Mayo sucks. He knows I'm a Bijan guy. He's poo pooing him here as well. So I think Uncle Ted loves to troll me.
Wow, dude.
Yeah. Well, we love to have a good time here. Do. So bring it, bring it.
Gibbs is
eat it all.
Here, I'm glad we're talking about this too, because I mean I know he's bringing up Gibbs here. Here's the thing too, like the reason why I had Montgomery as a guy to draft last year is because obviously Gibbs was a rookie. They signed Montgomery to a 3-year contract. How do we feel this year? Because I don't know if my stance has changed much on David Montgomery. And
really,
yeah, because here's the thing, like, what did he do last year that makes you think that he's not going to be a part of the offense again this year? That's my thing. You know what I mean? Like, I do think Gibbs is a guy that's going to be better. But Montgomery is still very much a part of this offense, healthy or not. I don't care. Like, everyone's going to be talking about, obviously, his hamstring injury. Maybe that scares some people off.
Sure.
Let it be known, I will still much rather have Gibbs. I'm a lot higher on Gibbs this year than I was last year. But Montgomery's not going away either. Like, do you agree with that? Or do you think he's just going to be limited to, like, 7 carries a game now?
I thought Gibbs would explode this year. Year two, he'd take it to another level. Yeah. Second year in Ben Johnson's offense. Ben Johnson stayed, by the way. Mm-hmm. That's huge. Yeah. One of the biggest stories of the offseason that Ben Johnson did not take a head coaching job. He rejected. It's mind-blowing for anyone who, if it was 1992, okay? Go back to 1992 and tell someone that Ben Johnson rejected Washington to stay with Detroit. Yeah. That would just never happen in 1992. But in this world, 2024, that's what happens now. And that's... wow, that's stunning. But I believe in Gibbs' talent. He's really good in all assets, PPR leagues especially.
PPR for sure.
More Gibbs.
Oh, yeah.
But Montgomery, you're right. And now that this hammy injury's come up here, Montgomery's not going anywhere. You're right. He's not going away.
Even with a healthy hamstring, though, like you didn't see Montgomery snaking some goal line carries or spelling him. I think they prefer Montgomery between the tackles. I do think that.
We know Gibbs is hurt. That's why we mentioned it. So obviously Montgomery gets a boost right now. It's not a season-ending injury for Gibbs. He'll be okay eventually. But you know how these... Mike, you know a lot about the body, the human body. Some say you are an expert at it. When it comes to these soft tissue injuries, these muscle injuries where you can re-aggravate, re-pull, it could be a season-long thing, right?
Yeah. Look what happened to... who's the guy last year?
Christian Watson?
No, Cooper Kupp. That's who I wanted to bring up. And Christian Watson.
Oh, great point. Cooper Kupp
too. Aaron Jones was another one as well. All those guys who had hamstring injuries, it takes such a long time to heal from. And the good news is Gibbs is because we have such a long time between now and the start of the season. Not too long, but he does have some time to recover, and they'll probably be easy with him between now and, you know, the start of the season. And I do think probably maybe the first handful of games to prevent a re-injury, maybe they lean towards Montgomery a little bit more. But healthy hamstring or not, Montgomery's still going to be a part of the offense. I still think he's going to score some touchdowns. I still think he's going to get at least double-digit carries a game. That's what's my take.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going away.
Yes.
So.
Give me back my
Montgomery.
Yeah. Give me back my Montgomery.
Give me back my
Gibbs.
Yeah.
I want my Gibbs.
It's not because I'm.
I want my Jahmyr Gibbs.
It's not because I'm partial to Montgomery. I know I was high on him last year. It's just the writing's on the wall with the contract, for one.
Yeah.
But two, like I said, he didn't do anything to lose his job or what his workload that he had last year. So maybe the thing that's working against him is maybe he's a little bit longer in the tooth compared to Gibbs. Didn't Dan Campbell – you would know better than I would in terms of the Lions fan here. Didn't Dan Campbell come out and say, like, he likes Montgomery between the tackles, he likes him in short yardage, he likes him in goal line, like he preferred Montgomery over Gibbs in that front?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I think we saw...
I think there's a conspiracy here.
With what? With Montgomery and Gibbs?
I think some people are thinking... Remember Jamal Williams a couple years ago? 18 touchdowns.
Crazy. Crazy.
Last year didn't do dick for the Saints. Nada.
Nothing.
And, Montgomery replaced him essentially in that role, but was even better. He could do a bit more. Mm-hmm. And that's not going to happen again. Like, Montgomery's not just going to fall to the face of the earth. He's not a Jamal Williams. This is a guy who can do more than Williams ever could. So I'm on board with you. I am. Yeah. And I love Gibbs, but they're not going to just abandon Montgomery. And with the injury out the gate, who knows? It could be party time. Maybe they save Gibbs to make sure he's fully healthy, because this team's trying to win it. The Lions are trying to win a championship?
Yeah, dude.
Is that really where we are?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
They were one game away from the Super Bowl last year, right? Isn't that what it was?
That happened in 1991, too. Yeah. And then 30 years later, it was just the same old shit. So I'm trying not to get ahead of myself here. But what do you think about this keeper question from Nick Watts? Nick, welcome to the show. Subscribe, like. We're here for you. Mike Virginia, Michael Govier. Follow us on Twitter.
Utah.
MJ Govier _
Give
Mike
me two.
VA. Should I keep CD in the second? Jonathan Taylor in the six. Ooh. Or a guy we haven't talked about yet, Devin Achane. I did this pronunciation last year. Achane? Achane. I think it actually is Achane.
I don't know what it is. I always say Achane. Achane, that's what I say.
Achane.
Achane is how I say it. Okay. Anyways,
in the 12th round.
Yeah. This is a tough one, Nick, and I'm glad you brought up this question, man. I think for me, you can take – I know it's a great value in the 12th, but Raheem Mostert's there. For me, it comes
– Achane.
Yeah, it can't – for me, it's between CD and Jonathan Taylor. Is it a PPR league? That might help.
Mm.
I think regardless, it's CD. I think CD is going as a top four or five pick, top three if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And if you get to keep him in the second, plus you get your first round draft pick, it's CD for me. But it's close. Jonathan Taylor in the six is also a really, really good value. But I don't like the fact that Anthony Richardson is probably going to be taking some goal line carries from him. Achane's got Raheem Mostert there. I think Dallas did not do anything to the running game. I think they're going to be throwing the shit out of the football again. So I think it's CD for me.
Yep. And we didn't get any context out of the league either. Yeah. So make sure you guys throw that in. You know, PPR, half PPR, super flex, all that stuff matters. Yeah. It matters very much so. But thanks for being here, Nick. Good stuff, man. Govier, if Kent was here. Wow, Kent's old school. So I think Kent disappeared right before Virginia joined the show. Kent used to be this troller guy who would come on and just say the most terrible shit about me on every live chat. We never knew who he was. So, Anthony, I love that you go back old school with that. Would he ask you if the Jets could make the playoffs? Everybody thinks the Jets are going to make the playoffs. Everyone's Aaron Rodgers, 40 years old. Are you touching Aaron Rodgers at all from a fantasy perspective, Mike?
Probably not. It really depends on how my draft goes, but yeah, I'm probably not. 40 years old, coming off an Achilles, like, I don't know. Maybe he's got one more like Peyton Manning-esque year in him where he just goes nuclear and then falls off the face of the earth. But yeah, I probably not going to have any shares of Aaron Rodgers.
I'm not either, man. Yeah. But I do think the Jets could make the playoffs.
I really do. They have a lot of talent. Defense alone was good enough. They almost made the playoffs last year. If they put a competent quarterback in over Zach Wilson, you know, like anybody's an upgrade from that. I think they're a playoff team this year. I'm gonna lock it in. I think they're a playoff team.
Okay. All right. I might have to agree with that too. I just got to double check the rest of the teams to make sure it fits. Because you know, it's like when we do the over-unders on the win totals. You can't give everybody 10 wins because that's not how math works.
Sure it is.
Someone's got to lose those games, too. Yeah. Oh, sure it is. Yeah, who gives a shit? Woo-hoo-woo!
Wow, but dude.
We may be sleeping on the Jets' offense. They might be even better than we're realizing. You got Breece Hall and Garrett Wilson alone.
Yep.
Mike Williams from San Diego coming over. And then Aaron Rodgers. I mean, there's talent on that offense. It's very, very interesting. But he's so old, and Achilles, like you just said, Aaron Rodgers is freaky. I don't know what to think of it. I'm baffled right now, and I'm not going to lie about it. Jamie says Shakir will be the wide receiver #1, even though Kincaid is their tight end one, and Coleman will eventually swap roles. Yeah, eventually down the road that'll happen. Oops says, I feel like Drake London is going to break out this season. Everyone keeps bringing up Drake London since the moment we started the show.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins, you're relying heavily on Kirk Cousins to be awesome. Also, another quarterback who tore his Achilles, right?
Yep. But it's worth noting, too, obviously with Rodgers and Cousins, and everybody knows this, but just worth mentioning, I should say. Obviously, neither of them rely too heavily on their legs, so that's obviously a good thing when you have an Achilles injury. But the other thing with it, too, is like I know like Kirk Cousins didn't make Justin Jefferson. Justin Jefferson made Kirk Cousins. So I don't know if Kirk Cousins comes in and really amplifies and makes Drake London like a top 10 wide receiver. I'm just throwing a number out there, obviously. It very well could be. I think, obviously, anybody's, just like the Jazz, I think anybody's an upgrade from where they had last year. They were hurting so bad at quarterback. So having a guy like Kirk Cousins who loves to throw the football. Yeah. I think that offense will be astronomically better. I'm intrigued by. I will say this, Goff. Just off what we're talking about here, I am a little bit intrigued by Drake London. I just don't know if I am paying the draft price or buying in on the helium. I think I need to see it first. That's just me.
Give me back my
Drake London.
Give me back my Drake
London. The Drake London we were promised years ago. Right. Where's the, it's like a political speech. Where's the Drake London we were promised years ago? What are the differences between Rodgers who tore his Achilles versus Kirk Cousins who tore his Achilles? Is that Michael Penix backs up Cousins, and I think that's a big difference. Michael Penix can play. So remember that, folks. Rodgers back up some garbage trash. I'm not even going to look it up because I don't even care. It doesn't matter. If Rodgers gets hurt, they're screwed again.
Yes.
But if Cousins can't go, I really think Penix can step in. He's ready to rock. He's a seasoned college veteran who's almost 25 years old.
Did you think they reached on him with in the draft, the Falcons, noting that they needed a lot more help like on the defensive side of the football?
It was a surprise, obviously, yes. But I think looking back, it won't look like a reach. Penix could play. I really believe that.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
He's got a real talent, and the injuries that people worry about from his college career, they're further and further in the past. He's been pretty healthy for the most part in the last couple seasons. Yes, he had a lot of wide receivers who were really, really good, like Rome Odunze on the Bears.
That's
a fun rookie sleep.
Yeah, love him this year.
Yeah, so he had a lot of talent wide. I get that, but Penix could play ball. He made Indiana good one year, okay? The Indiana Hoosiers are horrendous. They're perennial.
Valid
also
point.
Ran. Shout out to my guy Jasper, who I mean no disrespect to. I haven't seen him in a while. Jasper, if you're out there, you're doing well. But if you're an Indiana fan, I apologize. So, yeah. All right, a couple more minutes and we got to wrap this up.
I apologize.
We're having a lot of fun talking fantasy football. I mean, this is so much fun, Mike. Dude, I'm so glad happy. We did this. Because I know I can do this for hours. Yeah. I'm really having a lot of fun with you guys. Thanks for making the live chat everything that it is as well, everybody out there. Ayuk is still a 49er. Live update from Jamie.
Yes.
Do you have any care about whether Ayuk leaves or not from a fantasy perspective?
I don't, because I think wherever he goes, obviously, will probably be somebody that has a competent quarterback. I've heard links to like Cleveland or like Pittsburgh or something along those lines. But like, I'm more intrigued what happens when if he does leave. I'm more intrigued what happens and who's the next guy that steps up to San Francisco, whether it be Debo, whether it be more targets for George Kittle, who's the guy they drafted.
Pearsall?
Yes.
There's a guy.
Maybe that's a guy that is a sleeper this year as well. So,
well, there's a guy in that. Wide receiver room, Mike, played at the University of Michigan. He was a rookie last year. His name's Ronnie Bell. Now, he's never been the most talented guy at any team he's ever played for, but he's one of those guys that gets shit done. Mm-hmm. And if Ayuk moves out, very interesting, Ronnie Bell, as a possession guy, move the chains for PPR leagues, there's a future there. And I'm not being biased. I don't think I am. I'm really not.
I think Pearsall's listed higher up on the depth chart than Bell. I'm looking at it right now, at least according to ESPN. Juwan Jennings is also there. Maybe he's the guy that takes it over.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about him. Yeah, he's good. He's been there. Yeah. He has so much experience in that offense, too. That's a fair point.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I don't know, man.
Ayuk to the Jets? No.
No, that's not going to happen, yeah. Ayuk's going to want to go somewhere where he's going to be the guy. So, like, that's what I'm saying. I think he could go to somewhere maybe like Pittsburgh or Cleveland or somebody like that where he could be that. So, I don't know, man. Like, for me, like, I think if he leaves – I don't know why I can't put a finger on it. I love Debo Samuel. If they use him like they have been, I know he's had some injuries and things like that. But like, if he's going to get some work in the backfield, be the guy there in San Francisco, like, let's just say hypothetically, Ayuk is moved out of San Francisco. Does Samuel move up your draft board, or does he kind of stay the same?
I worry about injuries with him. Same. I really do. Yeah. And I know when he plays, he really does produce, though. I remember last year I had him in our Palazzo League on Yahoo.
Which you won, by the way.
Which also, did I win that for
real?
Yeah,
you did.
Actually won? Yeah! I had a couple wins that one and Jamie's League, by the way. Jamie didn't win. I had a couple wins last year. It's nice. But I was thinking about how when you put Debo Samuel in your lineup, he usually doesn't disappoint. It's just the injury issue. That's all it is. But you can't live in fear, right, Mike? We can't live in fear. Live free or die hard, right. John McClain style, right?
That's right.
I
think so. It might bump him up a little bit for me, but I hear what you're saying.
Right. Yeah, I think we're both on the same page. There really not much of a disagreement. Yeah. Also, this is a fun one, and Jamie brought this up. Jacob Cowing is a rookie that the 49ers drafted at Arizona. He was a transfer. I know Cowing well. And this is going to sound really nerdy, but I don't give a shit. I never care what you guys think. I'm going to tell you the truth. I had in college football, but there's been a new college football game this year. Have you heard about it, Mike, that college football games are back for the first time in 10 years?
Yes.
You have? Yeah. Okay. I got it. I actually tried playing it, and it's not been as fun as actually the game I've been playing for the last 10 years, which was NCAA 14 on Xbox 360. Mm-hmm. And that blows my mind. That's a whole side story. Right. But one of these years in the past, because every September rolls around, I break out the Xbox 360, and I would fire it up and start a dynasty in college football. And I love it. So much fun recruiting. Even the gameplay is still good.
Right.
And I had a UTEP dynasty a few years back. Jacob Cowing was on that team. And I remember, this guy's awesome. He was a real guy. And then he transferred to Arizona last year, and now he got drafted by the 49ers. He's more talented than Ronnie Bell. He might be better than Pearsall, in my opinion. Actually, I'm not bullshitting you on that. So if I had to choose between Pearsall and Cowing, if Ayuk gets moved in that wide receiver room for San Francisco, I'm going to go Cowing. I really am, and I'm going to lock in.
Even though they have the higher – I mean, wasn't Pearsall a first-round draft pick for them?
Second round? I'll double-check that. But he was a high pick. There's no doubt about it. So.
Yeah. I mean, I think for – I don't know much about him to have an opinion either way. Yeah, he went round one, pick 31 overall, Pearsall.
Barely. Yeah. So I was almost right. It's basically the second round. But you're right. No, you're right. Let's argue about it.
Yeah, exactly. The other guy, since we're talking about slot guys, which is an interesting one, I drafted him in my startup dynasty league, and I know we're coming up on time here. But I want to get your thoughts on this guy as well.
Oh, please.
Ladd McConkey of the Los Angeles Chargers now with Justin Herbert, who is a guy that I was high on last year. Obviously did not come into fruition. A lot of injuries there. Do you have any shares of Ladd McConkey? For one, the teams that you did draft, are you going to be targeting him in drafts, noting that he couldn't possibly be the wide receiver one there in Los Angeles?
Ladd McConkey is a rookie out of Georgia, very exciting player, incredible route runner. Like, this guy is a masterful route runner, and he's got talent. Mm-hmm. But he got hurt, so that's a problem right now, too, right? Yeah. It's not a season-ending injury, but that you don't want to be a rookie wide receiver like McConkey. By the way, his father was Phil McConkey. Played for the Super Bowl-winning Giants in 86. The Phil Sims. Remember, Phil Sims went 22 of 25 in a Super Bowl. That's amazing.
Yes, it is.
And his dad, Phil McConkey, was one of those wide receivers.
There you go.
But no, I don't have any McConkey anywhere. I like him. He's a great player. I love him in Dynasty even more. Maybe Keeper Leagues down the road. Mm-hmm. But everybody... Look, Jim Harbaugh, my former coach at Michigan, who, by the way, I love that he won a national title, but Jim Harbaugh is a fucking weirdo. He is. He loves to fuck around. He's kind of like, there's like this bizarreness to him that he kind of thrives upon. I really believe that. But the one thing we know about Jim, one thing that's clear about Jim Harbaugh is that he runs the ball. Yeah. He did that in Michigan, and he won a national title. He shoved it down everyone's throats, and he still won a national title. Yep. So now, is it going to be the same thing in the NFL where running the ball is not cool at all? Harbaugh loves to do what's not cool.
Yeah, and don't they have both my boys there. They have Dobbins and Gus Edwards there, if I'm not mistaken. So those are he acquired from his brother, mind you, which is ironic enough. But I don't know, man. Like I think Gus Edwards and J.K. Dobbins are not the same as Blake Corum and
Kyron Williams.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a combo, yeah.
Yeah.
Dobbins get a lot of sleeper love, though.
No, sorry.
Even though
I'm talking about the other guy in Michigan. It was Blake Corum and who's the other running back there?
Oh, Donovan Warren at Michigan?
No, there's another guy. Who was the other?
Last year?
Who was sharing the workload with Michigan last year?
It was Blake Corum and Donovan Warren, who's the senior now. He's a badass. He's on the cover of College Football 25. Donovan Warren?
No, hang on. As soon as I say it, you're gonna be like, oh, yeah.
Not a receiver, though, or not a running back.
Donovan Edwards.
Someone who's not
Donovan
a running
Edwards.
Back?
That's who it was.
Am I saying Donovan Warren?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I screwed you up.
Yeah.
Donovan Warren was a Michigan player from like 6 years ago who never lived up to the hype. He was a high. Oh, man. I didn't even hear myself doing that. That's so funny. Yeah. He was a super talented guy, I think, out of Metro Detroit, and he went to Michigan. Everyone's like, oh, my God, Donovan Warren. He was a wide receiver who never lived up to the hype.
So, that's going
to
be.
My apologies. Sorry, Donovan Edwards.
That's going to be an interesting offense for me from a fantasy perspective to look out for. Not look out for, but to monitor, I guess, early on in the season between Herbert,
Quentin Johnston, who they drafted high with that pick too, who very well could be their guy. Maybe their next Mike Williams.
Yeah.
Ladd McConkey. Obviously, just like I thought about this yesterday when I was taking a piss the other day. Yeah, I was thinking about J.K. Dobbins. I shit you not, this is actually a true story. I was thinking about fantasy football, and I'm like, J.K. Dobbins, like, he was tantalizing when we drafted him, right? Like, maybe he's something there in L.A. Maybe he's like, hey, I just needed to get out from underneath Baltimore, and now I'm going to have this, like, where they drafted me at, first-round value. Like, I don't know. Do you have any thoughts there with Los Angeles? Like, how are you drafting? How are you approaching that come draft season with the Chargers? Anybody, any of the sexy position players?
Uncle Sam says, Kamini Vidal all day. Okay, I like that. Anthony goes, DJ Chark, who is in the receiver room now for San Diego in a one-year deal. San Diego. I'm going to call him San Diego. Same. I don't care. San Diego Chargers. You're not telling me what to do.
Right.
Okay?
Now, they are if you want to crown them, then crown their ass.
Yeah.
But they are who we thought they were.
They'll always be the San Diego Chargers. Yeah. San Diego Superchargers.
Thank you.
Chark passed Quentin Johnston on the, according to Anthony on the depth chart. Yeah. Chark was good 2 years ago for the Lions in bits. Yep. Chark can play. He's a veteran who can get the job done. If he's got a guy like Justin Herbert, by the way, who is dealing with a leg issue that he's going to be playing through already.
Herbert is?
Yeah. Oh, interesting. Yeah, I believe so. This is going to be kind of a buzzkill all season long. But the other guy we haven't mentioned is Josh Palmer.
That's right.
Josh Palmer. Yep. I do. This guy is legit. He's got a rapport with Herbert. He's had some bad injury luck, and then the team last year was just so terrible. Yep. So I don't blame Josh Palmer for that. I like Josh Palmer a lot. That's a guy I'd be trying to get in that wide receiver room over everybody outside of – no, I really believe that. I love Josh Palmer. I do.
There you go. Lock it in.
Yeah.
Lock it in. Can we add the I have a request for the soundboard. Can we add the Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Oh, please.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. When it's football season, obviously. Can we add the Arnold Schwarzenegger "Go Chargers" to the soundboard?
Yes.
I always think that's hilarious when I hear that.
I'm writing it down right now. That is what I love. I love those ideas. You guys got ideas for the soundboard? Just drop in the live chat, or you can email the show. We never do that. Yeah. Palazzo Podcast, gmail.com, two L's,
Utah.
Two Z's.
Give me
two. Love to hear from you there. We want to please you all. And yes, it's plantar fasciitis for Herbert. Right. So he's going to play through that all year.
Yeah. Not.
That's not going to get better, most likely.
Unless they take care of it now. I've always heard with plantar fasciitis, the quicker that you address it, the better off you have in that of letting it heal and obviously not coming back. So they have some time between now. But yeah, I agree with you. I think that's going to be an issue.
Yeah. You know a lot about the human body. So as a quarterback, plantar fasciitis, is it a... as devastating as maybe an injury to his knee or his, obviously his shoulder would be worse, right?
Yeah. It's that fascia in the middle of your footbed, and depending on where you're getting it, I'm using my hand as an example, obviously, because I'm not putting my foot up into the camera, but it is that fascia that gets really, really tight and sometimes pulls on, like, it's like heel pain. It's almost like you're stepping on a sharp tack. That's what it feels like. And what they do is they'll take like a sonogram machine and kind of rub that out, if you will. And then also strengthen and your calves, your stretch out your hamstrings. And also, like, I had it for a while, was really, really bad to the point where I couldn't walk on it. But I took a golf ball and rolled out my fascia through there. And it sounds so crunchy when you're doing it. But it makes it difficult to walk on, like when you're pushing up off of, depending on what foot it is. It makes it hard to run, let alone walk, or walk, let alone run. But it makes it really, really hard to push off, like get up on the balls of your feet or even stretch that out. So, yeah, it's an issue. But like I said, from everything that I was told, like, when I went to physical therapy for it, they're like, hey, the fact that you came in here sooner rather than later, we're going to be a lot quicker in terms of recovery time. If you had let this linger and continue to just not come see us, obviously this would have been an issue that you would have been dealing with longer. So I assume with the medical staff there and the Chargers there, they'll probably handle it. But they can creep up anytime. Rub that out. You damn right. Lock that in.
That's right. Hell yeah, dude. It's a tribute to former host Chris Deary. He was the master of massage. That's an old, old bit. Eddie says, and is it you, Govier, who gets the email directly? Yeah, it is. That's right. So if you send it, I'll probably check it first for anybody else. But yeah, it's just me. So if you're trying to say something about how sexy I am or you want to make love to me, it'll just be you and I, Eddie. And that's fine. I welcome it. So get your feelings on paper first. Go over it. You know, never send an email angry, right? Type it up, but save it in your drafts. Think about it for a while. You might regret an email you send to a boss or something like that down the road. Yeah. Just think about that. I want to show you something before we leave here, Mike, and I'm not proud of this. I don't know how the hell this happened because I was so against this guy. I just told you I love Josh Palmer, right? Didn't I say that? So I did Underdog is finally available in Michigan this year, so I definitely already did a Best Ball Mania draft.
Okay.
Which I'm really happy to be. I get to do that now, right? So this was in July, early July, and the results are over here, and you'll see this guy's name right here. Mm-hmm. Quentin Johnston. I drafted him in the Best Ball, and I don't know why. Because I was totally against him last year. I really thought he was a fraud. So now I'm drafting him this year? What am I doing?
Well, here's the thing. Maybe you thought to yourself, hey, maybe he slots in as the new wide receiver one there in L.A. So that obviously has means something, right? Like volume's key there, I guess. Maybe he targets him a lot in that offense now. I always heard that he had really bad hands. So maybe he has to improve on that. So I love your tight ends, man.
Christ.
Njoku, Isaiah Likely. You like those? Yeah, those are nice. They're sweet.
Yeah, those. I've already screwed Rondale Moore's out for the year, so that's a wasted roster spot. This is best ball, remember. There's no changes, right? You do or die.
Nico Collins I like a lot.
I don't think there's any. I got Justin Jefferson in this one. Yeah. I like everybody else in my receiver room. Obviously, Quentin Johnson's a guy I'm not as big on. I like this team. I got Dobbins. Yeah. But then on this
side. Love the quarterbacks.
Yeah, look at that. Sick. That's got to be Stroud in love. That has to be foolproof. It really has to be outside of injury. Yeah. Right?
It has to be. I think those are two really promising high upside new faces of the NFL type quarterbacks.
Ooh, Anthony says, I love your tight end too, Govier. Very funny. I love you, Anthony. You're so great with words. QJ will be a sleeper. Don't freak out, everybody. Thank you, Jamie. I really appreciate that. I need that feedback. Don't email angry. Just call the shock angry. Oh, it's called the show. Yeah, call the show. That's right. We're working on the technical aspects of that so that it works better. And then over here, this is another best ball I did. This is called the Biscuit Bowl. It's all for charity. It's not as popular as the Scott Fish Bowl, but this is the second year I'm doing it. And we did this draft, I believe, in June. It started in June. I'm not kidding. And once again, look who's here.
Quentin Johnston. So, hey, you love him, dude.
Clearly, I must have read some hype on him because it was June. Like, dude, Quentin Johnston figuring it out, right?
Yeah.
Shit. We'll see what happens with it. I'm not a fan, but sometimes I don't know everything. It's like we talked about before, Mike. We don't know everything, and sometimes we go against ourselves, especially when you're doing a best ball. It's just a little bit more wild.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed.
Shooting for the stars. Shooting for the stars.
Speaking of the email, you gave me a good idea, and I want to pitch this out to everybody in the live chat, especially those who may be new to fantasy football, like Eddie. Even if you're somebody who's new, mid-tier, or somebody who's been playing for years, I don't care what your experience level is. I think it would be really cool if you guys were able to either mention us on Twitter, email the show at palazzopodcast@gmail.com. We want to know maybe what you guys want to see on the show, right? I think that would be cool as well. Like, how can we help you? Like, it's one thing if Govier and I find it valuable. And right now, we're just ranting about players, right? But if you guys are really...
It was pretty easy. Yeah,
if you guys are really interested in maybe, like, draft strategy, how to target, like, how to draft from the sixth spot out of 12 teams or whatever it may be.
Superflex leagues.
Exactly. Yeah. We want to hear from you guys, and that's what we're here for. At least in my opinion, this is the best show to do that, is to help people out in terms of their team's draft season. Like, we want to help you guys win the championships, right? So I think it'd be a cool idea to get some ideas from the show from you guys. So
don't lock that in. Sorry. Actually, press a button on this. You can't see it because it's green. This is a green pickle that someone, this guy, Jason, who's still out there, he was one of the early adopters of the show back in 2021. He would send me these novelty gags, and this is a yodeling pickle. You press the button and...
Can we get the yodeling pickle part of the banner down below here, maybe like next to Eli Manning's face down here? Can we just put that next to Eli Manning's face?
Yep. done. Totally done. Yodeling Pickle is, it's taken way too long for the Yodeling Pickle. That is the official debut of the Yodeling Pickle on the Palazzo Podcast. And I've had that thing for 3 years. Jason, if you're out there, thank you. I loved all those novelty gigs you got me. He also got me hander pants. Mm. You ever seen these?
No.
They're underpants gloves.
No.
But they're underpants, hander pants.
No, I've never heard of those.
Guy's hilarious. He was so funny. Thanks, everybody. We're going to wrap it up there in the Palazzo Podcast debut football episode for 2024. Chad says, I took the show email and I just signed you up for newsletters for Viagra, Starbucks, the Norwegian Embassy, and Tony La Russa Weekly. Tony La Russa Weekly? Is that a thing? Wow. Shout out to Tony La Russa Weekly.
Hey, I have one other small request for you, if I could, for the banner down below.
Oh, sure,
please. I see that you have David Montgomery there right underneath your picture there, number 5, throwing his hands up.
There he is.
I want you to add A.J. Dillon to... to the banner as well. One more AJ Dillon plug here, okay? AJ, for listening, I love you, buddy.
I'm gonna add AJ Dillon and Aaron Jones.
There you go.
Right next to each other.
That'd be cool.
There's no doubt about that. Eddie says, around attractive females, my Johnson does some yodeling too. Hey, Johnson. That's how you could tell how old Eddie is. Johnson. Eddie, did you have a big Johnson shirt in the 90s?
I had one.
Oh, Mike had one. I loved them. I just didn't have one. Yep. They're hilarious, though. I mean, I wish I had. I was kind of jealous. Eddie says, okay, gentlemen, thank you. When will your next football podcast be on? I have no idea, but it'll be on soon. Yeah,
good question.
We're working on that. We're trying to fit it in while we're still doing baseball and be good to you guys. Yeah, Eddie, I know how old you are. I know you're 56. I was just messing with you. I love you, Eddie. I love having good times with you, and I love having good times with our live chatters. It makes the show more real. It's like we're really hanging out in a room. Yep. You know what I mean? Yep. Oh, he has the Irish curse. Chad's trying to sneak something in before we leave. By the way, a live show, a real live show, would be the dream. We've only done it once, and that was last year for Arizona. But I would love if we could do a live show. You guys all came and showed up.
That'd be awesome.
Like a
meetup.
You know, they do this with these concerts.
Yeah.
A meetup where we do a show, and, you know, it's like you buy a ticket for it, and we all hang out, and we can interact together. It would be a lot of fun. Oh, Chad's freaking out because my Bozo Tigers put up 15.
11 on George Kirby
tonight? Oh, my God.
Go Tigers. A lot of weird shit. Wow. And after killing my O's right now, so a lot of weird shit going in football or baseball day. You know why all this weird shit is happening? It's because we're talking football during baseball season. That's why it's happening.
No, come on. Get out of here, Jinx. Uncle Jinxy. Predictions. What do they call that? Superstitions are welcome here, of course. Yes. And we'd love to get yours. So email the show, plazopodcast@gmail.com. Hit up Mike on Twitter. You got a Twitter Spaces coming up in the next day or two?
Thursday, join us 7:30. We had a blast last Thursday. So Britton Allen is another host on the show. If those of you guys who only tune in for football stuff, Britton Allen's another guy that's on our show too. He doesn't do football stuff, but he's on our baseball side. So if you are playing fantasy baseball, make sure you tune in.
Utah, give me two.
It's kind of like what Govier just mentioned here. It's like a bunch of people hanging out, right? We're just talking baseball. We could talk about literally anything you want. It doesn't have to be about baseball. We could talk about Dixon Donuts for all I care.
Plantar fasciitis.
Yeah, exactly. So make sure you guys tune in 7:30. I don't know if Britton will be there. I definitely will be. We get some good people that come in there as well. Davey Funnel always joins in as well at some point. So offers his insights.
Davey boy.
Yeah, offers his insights on injuries. So make sure you tune into that. Friday, possibly a show. Gobi and I got to talk about afterwards. But then Sunday as well. As always, 12 noon Eastern. We'll be back for the Sunday fabulous waiver wire show, me and Britton. So, We got a lot of stuff going on this week.
That sounds awesome. Yep. Be there, be square, the spaces. Follow him at _MikeVA. I'm at MJ Govier. Robbie Baseball won. Big Gentle Ben. Ben did a show last night solo on the Prospects Power Hour. Check that out. Yes. He gave you a lot. It was Eddie. Eddie, you specifically on our Friday show that me and Mike did, you asked, hey, who are some late season call-ups who could make a difference? And Ben did a whole show about that last night. And that's on our YouTube and our podcast feed. Please subscribe. Like, you know how all that stuff works. Help us grow. Help us get connected further into this algorithm, the mysterious algorithm that no one seems to understand. But in closing, do you guys have a t-shirt for sale with the Palazzo group on it? Not yet, but I'm telling you, we actually talk about it sometimes. So I feel like we're that much closer to making it a reality. Stay tuned. We'll finally have our first shirt debuted and you will get access to it. Okay.
A lot of cool shirt ideas.
Good show. A lot of cool. We got a backlog of catchphrases and drops and dumb shit and new stuff. I mean, we got a lot of fun shirts. We could have the best shirts in the biz. I still believe that. And I want to thank you guys for being here. Thanks for being here on the show. Mike Virginia, Michael Govier. We will bid you adieu now. Time to turn it over to the man himself, that doofus that we all love, Hucky Chucky Football.
Fucking Roethlisberger, the quarterback, was all fucking Hug It, Chug It Football all night.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
Home Club for details.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Marino has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Marino take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.